This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A fax? Somebody sent a fax?
I haven't seen one in years. Is that...
Because it's got the number at the top writing on it, but it looks like it came right off the copy machine. I guess it's a... I didn't even know we had a fax machine. I guess it's part of the copy machine. Look what it says, though. Scott, our country is in a very tough spot. On that, we agree. Goes on to say, and we need men like you to keep pressing on. You're a voice of reason. The country needs you. Thank you very much, Ben. This is unbelievable. Who takes time to write a note like that and send it to a goofy talk show host? That's very kind, Ben. I agree. We are in a tough spot, and I do agree we need men to keep pressing on, and women, and people who care, because it's so easy to get frustrated and just sort of wallow in the pity, if you will, and that does no good. No good whatsoever. None. 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 We got an incredible video I just watched during the break. Somebody on the tractor putting something or another on soybeans. I forget what he said it was. I'll play it here a little bit before the end of the hour. But talking about Teddy Roosevelt and talking about how bringing Teddy Roosevelt's presidential library back to North Dakota will make the state whole. Just a neat story, and I'm loving these stories. Keep them coming, because when the show ends today, I'm going to be calling people to say, "My Pillow for you, a bully pulpit round of golf for you, Medora musical passes." We got four packs for golf, means four greens fees on us for golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course. No kidding. Or the musical, or My Pillows. So all you need to do is send us a video. Send it to me at scotth@flagfamily.com. You can send it to my cell phone at 701-367-2054. Answering the question, what do you love about Teddy Roosevelt? How would Teddy Roosevelt approach what's happening on right now? Okay, now you got to be on video with this. You can be showing us whatever you're doing, but we got to hear you or see you, either one. That's what you got to do to win. Tell us about Teddy Roosevelt, and tell us what you think about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, which will be in the park, first one of its kind. Phenomenal! All right, this half hour we're going to talk to Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council about the Dakota Access Pipeline decision that shocked everybody yesterday. I'm not shocked about anything anymore, but that one actually kind of shocked me a little bit. And it's brought to you this hour by PetroServe USA, the good folks at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. All of the PetroServe locations have that single-topping personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, 20-ounce fountain drink, coffee, pop, your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, today's lunch specials, the hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, the meatball dinner in Harwood, the cheesy scalloped potatoes on 12th Avenue North Fargo and I-29, or head west on West Main Avenue off I-29, West Fargo Country Fried Steak. PetroServe USA, great home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. The president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, is with us on the program. Ron, one of my go-to guys in the guest hosting department. And once we get the iHeartMedia Bismarck Studios back available for guest hosts, Ron will be back guest hosting soon. But today, here in his capacity as the president of the Petroleum Council, to talk about what Judge Boasberg did yesterday related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Scott.
These are challenging times for the industry, for sure. How do you rank this decision and everything going on? The price pressure, the supply, the COVID, and no travel. I mean, where does this one sit?
Well, I think the frustrating thing for me is that yesterday I showed up for work, and the concept was and oil had gone over $40 on Friday. And I was out fishing with a North Dakota, longtime North Dakota oil producer that has non-Bakken wells. And he was pretty jacked up about turning on his North Dakota oil wells. And, they can cash flow at $40. And the price he was going to get for that oil was a fair and reasonable price. And it certainly wasn't a price in which we're going to attract exploration dollars back here in the drilling rigs, but we're on our way. And in a no COVID scenario, I think the oil price would jump into the into the $50 plus range. So came back to work thinking that, he, along with large Bakken producers like Continental and ConocoPhillips and others, were going to begin turning their wells back on, which means every well that comes back on, of course, is like a small business opening up and people come back to work, and those 55,000 employees that are dependent on the Bakken for their jobs, that they've got a potential to go back to work. And instead, we get this shocking, unprecedented news from a District of Columbia district judge that's saying that you have to empty this pipeline, not just shut down this pipeline in a reasonable time in order to do an EIS, environmental impact statement, in which an EA was already done. Years and months of analysis and study by regulators, North Dakota regulators and Corps of Engineer regulators and others, but essentially, if they empty this pipeline, and the judge, in his opinion, which I even got more frustrated when I read his full opinion, acknowledged the significant impact to North Dakota, to jobs, to the economy, to American energy security. But above all, we cannot put that above of the National Environmental Policy Act. Of course, the Trump administration has been trying to refine and modernize the NEPA Act, in which it can't be used as a tool to block projects. And it was almost as Secretary of Energy was quoted yesterday saying that it was really a pointed political activist action taken by the bench. And shutting down this pipeline, you don't just shut down a pipeline that carries 570,000 barrels a day within 30 days on August 4th in order to be empty on the 5th. You have to find markets for that oil. You have to find transportation for that oil. And it takes a long time to take the oil out of that pipeline in order to empty it. So a very drastic blow, I think, in terms of almost a political action, in terms of an overreach by a district court judge, which they have enormous power, as you can imagine. I'm just amazed at the power these judges have, but it's a shock, I think. So an oil producer that was going to turn their wells back on yesterday, today is scrambling in order to figure out, what am I going to do with my oil? And this is across the board, 40% of North Dakota's oil production in the safest, most reliable, technologically advanced, monitored 24/7, 365. I've stood in the control room in Houston, Texas. I've watched the monitoring of this pipeline. It's unlike any other pipeline in the country. It's got the latest and greatest bells and whistles. It's safest. It's 90 feet underground underneath the bedrock of that river. It doesn't need to be shut down to do this EIS, which I question the need for an EIS in the first place. That's what regulators do. Why do we have regulators if everything they do is just thrown out in one day in which the judge makes a decision otherwise? So a lot of consternation. Reuters came out with an article this morning, which is kind of one of the big energy news, that better get ready for gas prices to go up in the Midwest, because refineries are going to pay for more for crude oil, as they now have to get it from other parts of the world, like Libya and OPEC nations, rather than American-made oil right here from North Dakota, if this ruling is not overturned or there's not an injunction placed on it, which is a big climb. And obviously the appeals and all of those things will take place. This is a pretty significant deal, Scott. In terms of investment, the Bakken needs about $20 million a day to fully capitalize the Bakken and bring those rigs back on and bring those completion crews back on. And that's what generates the economic activity, the tax revenues. This just makes it harder for people and banks and others to want to invest into a Bakken when you don't know where your oil is going to go and what you're going to get paid for it.
Other than that,
it's just another Monday.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, here's one question I have, because we can go through this point by point on the what-ifs and wherefores and the rest, which we need to do, because what's going to happen. But the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is the one in court against Dakota Access Pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe are the ones doing this. Now, they're being funded by Earth Justice, we know, right? And they're the ones that actually are behind all this, but they're using the name of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Am I naive to think that it could be possible to have a conversation with Chairman Faith and others? You know, the governor has built a spent a lot of time, invested an inordinate amount of time to build a rapport with the tribe and work more closely, and yet is being sued by them, in a sense, this pipeline. Do you think there's any chance they could come to some sort of agreement where this would not have to happen this way?
Scott, I do not know. It's frustrating in terms of the negative impacts to the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation and are going to be significant as a result of this, because a tremendous amount of that oil that goes into the Dakota Access Pipeline, of course, is produced on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And then you've got Standing Rock Reservation, which is trying to block this issue, so it's a frustration. And, oh, by the way, that pipeline crosses the Missouri River west of Williston's water supply as well, and that's never mentioned, but I don't know. That might be a question for the governor.
We'll ask for sure more with Ron Ness on this very challenging announcement from the judge, ruling by the judge on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Your questions or comments, welcome to after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by your friends at MyPillow. Great to see Mike Lindell down at the Black Hills in Rapid City. And Mike's been much of the 4th in South Dakota. Actually has family there and has been coming there for a lot of years. His stepdad, I think he said, was from South Dakota, so that was kind of neat. But Everywhere he goes, it's amazing. People just begin raving about the pillow. I mean, they're coming up to him, and he's taking a million selfies with people at our event on Friday at Main Street Square, and they want to talk to the My Pillow Man. That's it, the My Pillow Man. And, you know, he's revolutionized how you buy television advertising. In fact, the Trump campaign is now using his model to buy ads and saving a fortune. So Mike Lindell is all of that. So I always say, look, see, he's a patriot. He's defending all the things we care about. Least we can do is buy our towels and our sheets and our pillows from this guy. Why not? I'm all in. Plus, he gets some great deals. I'm looking at the new beach blankets and beach towels right now. Priced right, $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT2499. Lop 10 bucks off there. Same thing on the beach towels, 36 by 70. Normally $29.99. It's $19.99 today. Promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. You'll get all the deals or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the way forward here. I want to, if you could, Ron, explain an environmental impact statement, because I think some people that just don't necessarily follow this as closely say, well, why wouldn't you study the impact on the environment as part of the permit that they got in the first place? And I always want to say, well, they did, but this was a different level of the statement. And what's more of a environmental impact statement than the actual pipeline working for the last 3 years without any incidents? So what about what the judge is ordering here in a full-blown EIS? Haven't we really done that already?
Well, I think the environmental assessment, in addition to all the work done by the Corps of Engineers, the Public Service Commission, all of the legal documents, the public hearings, all of those things, and the best question is obviously for one of the public service commissioners. They sat through those hearings. They knew the issues. I think they're going to read this opinion and they're going to be frustrated that the data that they put into their decisions isn't evident in here. I was just reading about the shift to rail and how the judge is, he's not certain that moving all this oil to rail will have an impact, but he fails to understand that, of course, you move all this oil to rail, which is close to 900 trains a day, 900 rail cars a day. We saw what that did to clog up the rail capacity in North Dakota for agriculture prior to DAPL being put in place. So he fails to acknowledge the unrelated but related impacts in terms of how that affects other industries and other sectors. And, of course, the cost of rail versus the cost of putting in a pipeline. The lack of a good market in order to get a good price, it all starts to kind of sound like a beef argument all of a sudden, right, Scott? You want to bring those wells back online in order to not get a good enough price. So the environmental impact statement is just really a much more in-depth, more detailed version of the environmental analysis, 13 months to 3.5 years. Wow. After already how many years of study and analysis. So it's a delay tactic. There's been enough analysis done. This pipe is nothing better than three-plus years of in-service operational experience to know what the risks are. No, that was mostly related to the expansion of this pipeline. Let's recall this pipeline is scheduled to be upgraded to do 1.2 million barrels a day. And that analysis that he wanted, I may disagree with it, but it can be done. And the oil flowing through the pipeline doesn't change that. And I think from a North Dakota standpoint, every dollar less that you get for a barrel of oil is $40 million a year less revenue to the state of North Dakota. That's direct tax revenue that funds education, water projects, tax relief, just about everything you can imagine. So pretty significant deal when you shake up a market. And I equated this yesterday. I grew up in the elevator business. This is equivalent to shutting down the BNSF prior, about this time of year for the next 5 months.
It makes no sense. Not to mention,
what would grain elevators do? You just go into a scramble, right? It's like, oh my gosh.
And if we want to talk about
semis, where do they got to go?
If we want to talk about risk level, the risk level for contamination of water would increase with the Dakota Access Pipeline oil transferring to rail. It would be just statistically a better chance. I mean, and they have it tracks over the water at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. So makes no sense at all. I'm just starting to read the actual opinion here, and I love the first paragraph. Lake Oahe is a large reservoir. This is from the judge. Lake Oahe is a large reservoir lying behind a dam on the Missouri River and stretching between North and South Dakota. Fearing severe environmental consequences, American Indian tribes on nearby reservations have sought for several years to invalidate federal permits allowing the Dakota Access Pipeline to carry oil under the lake. Today, they finally achieved that goal. Wow! Sounds like the guy's a cheerleader for this. Way to go! You got your goal there, I can't even believe this. I mean, that doesn't sound like it should be in a legal opinion, for crying out loud. Rod and Bismarck, question for Ron Ness. Go ahead, Rod.
Yeah, basically, I just want to address the question of risk that you just covered. The risk of an oil spill from a rail car, exponentially. You're exactly right. It's exponentially higher. When Energy Transfer Partners design that pipeline, they plan on a 1-in-1,000-year event, which means that you're talking about an infinitesimal potential for that pipeline to rupture. And as you pointed out earlier, 90 feet under the bedrock, there's no way that there should be a risk associated with that pipeline compared to the rail cars. But further, that what the tribes are arguing here and what they want the EIS for is back to the whole question of climate change. They've indicated they're going to stop this pipeline at all costs, and they're arguing the whole argument that they have is that oil is causing climate change and the release of CO2. So the point is that you're never going to get the tribe to the table to say, yeah, we want to negotiate something favorably with the pipeline. And that's the other reason that Energy Transfer Partners put the pipeline outside of the tribes, outside of the tribal area, because of the fact that they would have to deal with the tribe on a continuing basis and pay through the nose regarding the right to have that pipeline on that land.
Ron, you agree?
There is absolutely, yep. He is spot on 100%. There's no question there. Great statement.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Well said. Frank and Mandan, your question for Ron.
Ron, everything I've read about what the judge had to say was that the paperwork wasn't good enough. You guys didn't do a good enough job on this environmental analysis. Why didn't you do it right the first time? Just like all the claims that this technology is so awesome now, and we have more oil spills and brine spills in the state than we can count.
All right, let's start on.
Well, I will answer that by he's saying the Corps of Engineers didn't do it right, and he doesn't point out any of the specifics about the lack of detail in that Corps of Engineers finding that may have been more clearly stated in his previous assessment on why an EIS. But it's the Corps of Engineers that he is saying didn't do it right. And I failed to understand where they missed that in the Corps of Engineers study. So I would dispute that argument in the first place, but certainly his facts aren't right in terms of other submissions that were taken in terms of.
Got it. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Ron. We'll stay on this story, folks.
Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is clearly pleased about the results of a new study of hydroxychloroquine, which shows the drug did help COVID-19 patients survive, even though scientists are still debating its use in the treatment of that illness. According to a study at Detroit's Henry Ford Health System, 13% fewer hospitalized patients died if they were given the drug. Speaking with reporters, White House advisor Peter Navarro said that, quote, science says there's a high probability that it has a prophylactic ability, and he's blaming the media for what he calls hydroxy hysteria. The girlfriend of a Fort Hood soldier could face 20 years in federal prison. She's been accused of helping her boyfriend dismember and bury a female soldier that he killed with a hammer on an army base in Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. 1908 is when they crank things up at H.A. Thompson & Sons. So no matter what you're going to call with, what you're going to need, chances are they've been there. They've done that. That's right. H.A. Thompson & Sons. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. It started in Bismarck. Now it's spread North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. I talk a lot about their Link service. It's a real cost-effective way to do the environmental maintenance in your entire building. A lot of business owners, building managers taking advantage of this because the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons maintain the mechanical heating and the cooling, and you have a static price. You know exactly what that's going to be. So if it breaks down, they fix it. If it doesn't work anymore, they replace it. They're doing that now for more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains at a time when you're watching every penny on the bottom line. That's a great help. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. All right, Tom Sawyer here in just a moment for Planes, Trains. No, we can't do trains. As much as I love trains, we're going to do drones, planes, and people. I can't get Steve Martin and John Candy out of my head. Greg and Dickinson. It's been waiting to weigh in here. Greg, what's on your mind?
There, Scott, I appreciate the topics that you talk about every day. I listen to you every day, and you're right dead center. I wanted to talk about these memorials that everybody's wanting to tear down. I saw a movie on Amazon Prime the other day. It was called The Monument Men with George Clooney. And it was talking about a part of the Army that was deployed simply to preserve the artwork and the monuments that the Nazis wanted to destroy and how valuable that was. And it was a really good movie. But what made me think of that is the fact that the Jews, you know, there were 6 million that were killed in Auschwitz. My daughter had an opportunity to spend 6 months in Germany when she was going to college. And she actually visited Auschwitz, and I wanted her to take some pictures. And she said, Dad, it just wouldn't be right to take pictures. This place has too much meaning, and it would be sacrilegious to take a picture where I'm at. But I thought it was interesting that the Jews, they don't want places like Auschwitz to be destroyed because it's a part of history that reminds them of what happened. And I think the structure of these memorials that people want to tear down, they ought to consider that those memorials, even how as hideous as they might be, they make sure that we don't forget the past.
I'd love to know how their operation works, Greg. In that I say, I don't doubt there are people that want to, just like then, remove our history. and you know, they want to erase anything to do with the past. They are not, you know, the kind of people that say, okay, that's a statue, that's a person, that person had flaws, that person had good things, look what they accomplished despite those flaws. That's everybody. I could say that about every single person, right, in this world. So I get their way of thinking and what they're trying to do, and I don't like it one bit. But I think half these knuckleheads that are hauling these things down, I don't think they necessarily are saying, I want to wipe out our history. I don't think they're smart enough to think that way. I think they're just on a, you know, a let's break stuff binge. You know, but it's amazing how you can have that group of people over here that think, get rid of the history, and the foot soldiers are folks that are just, you know, just causing trouble, just, you know, doing whatever they can. I can't think that there's part of a bigger thing wanting to wipe out history. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think the sad part about it is those that are involved in this hysteria, the majority of them don't even know what the history is.
It's very interesting. It really is. Greg, I appreciate you calling, and thanks for the tip on the movie, too. I got a long list of ones I got to see, but one of these eons, I'll take a little time off and get caught up on the movies. But life's too busy for that right now. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. The man, the myth, the legend, Tom Sawyer, Grand Sky, Drones, Planes, and People, joining us on What's on Your Mind. Tom, how are you?
Scotty, this is Tommy. I don't think Sawyer's coming today.
All right. I got the word that Tom was here and that Tommy was not able. So now I've got it right. Tommy Kenville is here from MySight RPV Services. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. These two tag team for us on the segment Drones, Planes, and People, so we can go what's find out. I there's a lot of things I like about this segment. The best, I believe, takeaway for our listeners is to better understand an industry that provides enormous opportunity for the youngsters in your family. This is the future of the workplace in North Dakota. This is going to be a huge and growing piece as we continue to fly beyond visual line of sight, test some of these things out of the test site. Let me just start with kind of a 101 for people that are not familiar with this, but the Grand Forks Air Force Base is home to the Global Hawk, which is a drone that is flown all over the world when it needs to be deployed, right? There is also Grand Sky. That is a private development that has brought in Northrop Grumman. They build the Predator, as well as General Atomics. They build the Global Hawk. Explain to me a little bit about how the synergy of all this works. Then, of course, you have the test site. And that authority, that is the state of North Dakota. You have the University of North Dakota. You've got a lot of players out there, but explain this ecosystem for folks, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, what we've done is really built a drone industry from the ground up. We started about 10 years ago this month, and thankfully UND had a curriculum in it that piggybacked off their world-renowned aviation program. And then the base and the Happy Hooligans, along with Grand Sky, all have drones. And then there's the small drone industry like I'm in. And, through the LIFT program, we actually have somebody that's coming down the pipe that wants to manufacture drones in North Dakota. So we're kind of putting together all the pieces, and UND, NDSU, Wahpeton School of Science, Lake Region, they all have, and Northland Community College, they all have some form of a different area of drone curriculum to teach the young kids, like you mentioned. And we're also going to be out in Bismarck, our company, helping with the STEM program for high school kids in July here. So exciting times. And then, like you mentioned earlier, the Beyond Visual Line of Sight, North Dakota will be the first state that that flies drones beyond line of sight, which will really explode for the ag industry and energy, really make drones useful in many different verticals in our state. So it's very exciting times.
This all started because the Global Hawk was at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. You have the Predator at the North Dakota National Guard in Fargo. Military aircraft when they're at a base, as we know from the days of the tanker in Grand Forks, the KC-135, and also the bomber mission out in Minot, that those missions changed. Does any of that affect the future going forward on how the private sector is using these tools? If, in fact, for instance, the Global Hawk maybe was no longer used and no longer at Grand Forks Air Force Base, would that disrupt anything, or are we too far ahead now to worry about that?
No, I mean, it just like in general aviation, Scott, a lot of the technology comes down from the military over the years. You know, the new leading edge things come down into the commercial world. You know, and we have to give credit to the original drone in the original drone in the state was Customs and Border Patrol back in probably it's a Predator that probably back in 08, 07, somewhere in there. So that was the very first, with North Dakota getting involved with drones, and then we've just rapidly grown it from there, you know. So.
And again, the ultimate, I guess, boost is going to be once that beyond visual line of sight is there and you have the ability to go beyond the test site and take this to other places. That's where the value to the General Atomics, the Northrop Grumman, the others to take different missions for these things, other places, and that'll also be then ultimately the job explosion as well. Correct, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean we're really growing the jobs as we speak already. Northrop Grumman probably has 115 full-time employees here now. General Atomics, I'm not sure the number, but probably in the 60 range. You know, our company has 20-some. Another small drone company, Skyscopes, has a good number similar to ours. And then there's a lot of one and two, you know, small companies. So I'm really thankful the legislature and the state invested in this industry, you know, or believed in it years ago. And now we're starting to see the fruits of all that investment and hard work by everybody. So it's a great time to be in North Dakota and great time to be in the drone industry.
You know, the oil industry is down, obviously, given what's going on with prices and all the different dynamics that are into that. And you are doing a project to take a look at roads out in McKenzie County to see what kind of, damage has been done or which ones kind of are get ahead of it. Hey, this one is going to have a little bit of a problem. How are things going in that regard with the lower traffic doesn't mean you're any less busy looking at these roads, right?
So that project is, I've got a call this afternoon actually with some of the McKenzie County people, our monthly review. But yeah, I mean, things are still happening out there. Obviously, they're not booming, but there's still oil being pumped and there still needs to be access to trucks to the roads. And so that project's going along well. We have four people that rotate in and out of Watford City. It's been a great addition out there. Our team's liking it. And we're also picking up a few other projects. We're doing a one for Oil and Gas Research Council where we're monitoring oil pad recovery reclamation. So lots of different things that you can use drones for. And we're just trying to find our way, for all the uses that you could use them. So.
Dave and Minot, question. Let's get your question in quick here, then Tom's answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Dave.
I just was wondering, I saw an article about drones replacing or testing for crop dusting. Is that something that's going to be realistic?
They've done it for years in Japan because they're some of their fields are the size of a North Dakota garden. I don't know that in our lifetime that they'll be able to handle the amount of payload and expertise.
Interesting. Hold that thought. We'll talk more. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away, Dave.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with the Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Buffalo. When you see a storm coming, turn into it. March on. That's what they do. That's what the Buffalo does. That's what a lot of North Dakotans do, too. That's why our friends at Oasis Petroleum loves to celebrate you and others that have that Be the Buffalo spirit, just like they do. Are there tough times in the oil industry right now? Absolutely. You know, it's tougher? The people there. Tommy and Taylor and the whole crew there. Nico, they're a good bunch of folks. Know the industry well, and they're going right to it. We have a 24/7 line for you to answer any question. Leave a comment. Tell us about somebody you know to be the Buffalo Spirit, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. The Be the Buffalo Hotline. Okay, Dave in Minot had a question about crop dusting, and Tommy, you weren't quite finished with your answer related to, but you thought it wouldn't be in our lifetime that the payload would be heavy enough to be able to have more drones doing spraying than regular fixed-wing planes.
Yeah, there's so today in North Dakota, NDSU is doing some spot spraying of spots on fields.
but the size of our fields and the size of the crop dusters and the expertise, I personally don't see it coming anytime soon. Like I mentioned earlier, they use these small Yamaha helicopters in Japan, and they spray on the mountainsides, you know. They've been doing that for, 20 years. But, I because of the overall size of our agricultural economy and the size of the farm operations, I personally don't see it coming anytime soon.
Anything else, Dave?
Well, I just was trying, during the break, I was trying to find a link that somebody had sent me, and they showed a video using a fixed-wing drone that was, fitted for crop spraying. So I was just wondering how legitimate it was.
There are drones out there around the world that are trying and testing, but I personally haven't seen one that can keep up with, like, a egg cat or the big turbine
right.
Crop dusters that we see today.
Well, so my friends in the crop dusting business, they're safe for a while.
Yeah, my bet is they're safe for quite a while, but you never know how,
thank you.
How fast technology. You bet.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it very much. What is out there that you think is sort of the next big thing that we'll see the technology of drones transform a particular industry? I mean, that one you're saying just is practical because of the reasons you mentioned. Where is it going to be, you think, an example of some success in the near future?
Well, as you know, Scott, like we have a small gas-powered drone that can go beyond line of sight. That's kind of the next step up the ladder. I know Grand Sky is testing some aircraft from Northrop Grumman that are optionally piloted. And they're like a mid-sized, King Air type airplane that the public would know, but it's a larger airplane. And if you can take down the entire state's data in a day and then disseminate that data to the different industries, that could happen. Again, I don't know, who owns the data and who gets what part, and there's a lot of different issues there, but technically it's doable. And when our state gets their second, third, and fourth radars in and where they're located around the state, I think you'll see a lot more advancement in the drone industry,
Very interesting, that's for sure. EyeSight RPV Services is your company, and as I mentioned earlier, you're doing work in McKenzie County. You're doing all kinds of projects, not only in North Dakota, but around the U.S. Tell folks about how EyeSight RPV services might be able to help them.
Well, our biggest is a repeatable infrastructure inspection. So we work in the energy industry heavily right now, inspecting wind blades. We also work in oil. We're getting going in that out in Watford. But what do you need inspected? I think we inspected the Watford city water towers and some city infrastructure. What do you need data on? And it's a lot different data than people are used to because it's a time-stamped, geo-referenced image. And so, and that can be valuable down the road, whether you're inspecting a road or a water tower or a bridge or, any type of infrastructure, power lines. And there's just so many different payloads that we can work with. It all depends what the customer wants, whether it's thermal, infrared. We just have a lot of different payloads that you can plug and play on the different drones. So North Dakota's doing a super job of being safe, creating jobs for drone pilots, sensor operators, things like that. And so it's a very exciting time, and I'm very thankful that North Dakota, back when Senator Hoeven was governor, decided as a state we should chase this industry. And you see, like you mentioned earlier in the show, we have jobs with the CBP, we have jobs with General Atomics, we have jobs with Northrop Grumman, we have jobs with small companies like ours, and the schools are putting out the talent and the program so that the people can work in a high-tech job and stay in North Dakota.
That's a bright future. It really is. That's why we talk about drones, planes, and people. talk about planes a little bit, too, and some great things that are happening in aviation around the state next time. Tommy, thanks for the time. Folks, keep those videos coming. What do you love about Teddy Roosevelt? What excites you most about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library? We'll go till noon with your submissions, and then I'll call and give away some bully pulpit golf
bags. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Anamoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.